91X News.
3 degrees and sunny at noon. Good afternoon. I'm Sam Norman. Firefighters are on the scene of what appears to be a bonfire in Quinte West. Belleville and Quinte West Fire Departments have responded to the blaze, located on Roblin Road and Bellevue Drive, north of the 401. We'll have more details as they become available. Syrian forces today fired across the border into Turkey at protesters in a Syrian refugee camp. This amid bickering over plans over a ceasefire. Reporter Alex Markhart has more.
The peace plan for Syria, brokered by former UN Secretary General Kofi Annan, is in further jeopardy. On Sunday, the Assad regime insisted on written guarantees from the rebels that they would lay down their weapons. A spokesman also said the regime's promise to withdraw forces from cities and towns on Tuesday was misinterpreted. The rebels refused to provide any written guarantees, but said they would abide by the plan as long as the regime does.
The axe is about to fall on once mighty Sony. Reports say struggles with weak TV sales and swelling losses will cost 10,000 Sony workers their jobs. The Nikkei Business Daily and other media report it's 6% of Sony's workforce. Sony has announced restructuring plans by selling its chemical unit. It's also merging its LCD panel operations with Toshiba and Hitachi. Navy officials say they will begin providing compensation right away to those affected by Friday's military jet crash into a Virginia Beach apartment complex. The Navy said Sunday in a news release that officials met on Saturday with affected residents and would begin making funds available Monday to those who completed claims. Initial payments will begin at $2,300 for an individual resident, with more going to residents with families. Navy representatives will have an information center at the apartment site from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. this week. Residents won't be permitted onto the site until the cleanup is complete, but should talk with on-site fire officials and valuables. Dozens of apartment units were destroyed when the FA-18D Hornet careened into the Mayfair Muse apartment complex, but no one died. Security officials say a Lebanese journalist has been killed by gunfire along the Lebanese-Syrian border. The officials say Ali Shaban, who works as a cameraman for Al Jadid TV station, was shot Monday as he was filming in the northern Wadi Khaled area of the Lebanese side of the border. The gunfire apparently came from the Syrian side of the frontier. Officials say Shaban was rushed to the hospital but died on the way. They spoke on condition of anonymity in line with regulations. Police have clashed with protesters seeking to march along the Tunisian capital's main boulevard, Bourguiba Avenue. The avenue has been a main site for protests since the uprising that overthrew the Arab country's dictator 1 year ago. But last week, authorities banned demonstrations on the thoroughfare. Some 2,000 people from civil society organizations tried to march along the road Monday in honor of Martyrs' Day. The day commemorates when French troops in 1938 opened fire on demonstrators for calling for a constitution. Police used tear gas and truncheons to disperse the demonstrators, who responded by hurling bricks. There was no exact count on people wounded. An attempted demonstration by unemployed university graduates on Sunday also was violently dispersed. North American markets opened in the red today amidst concerns over the American economic recovery. Reporter Richard Davies says investors are reacting to Friday's numbers suggesting a slowdown in U.S. hiring.
Is new jobs growth smaller than expected? That was the weekend worry for investors after 3 days off for the markets. Overseas stock averages are down. Friday's monthly report from the Labor Department said just 120,000 new jobs were created in March, way below expectations. But monthly estimates are often revised later, and these reports can bounce around a lot. It's not clear if this is a clear indication of weakness for jobs.
A memorial statue is being planned in Goderich to commemorate the tornado that hit the community last summer. A local doctor is spearheading plans for a memorial to trees, a three-dimensional piece to be created by artist Jim Wallace and funded by the Goderich Lions Club. It's meant to contrast a tree in full bloom with its twisted post-tornado trunk on the opposite half. Goderich Town Council has accepted the plan in principle. The August 21st tornado was one of the most powerful to hit the province in years, causing thousands of dollars of damage and killing one person. An Ottawa woman whose organ donation campaign captured celebrity attention is moving and communicating after transplant surgery. 20-year-old Helen Campbell has had a double lung transplant in Toronto on Friday. A post from her Twitter account says she performed some leg exercises from her hospital bed and spelled out words on an alphabetic board yesterday. Campbell launched an organ donor awareness campaign after being diagnosed with idiopathic pulmonary fibrosis last September. Stratford-born pop star Justin Bieber backed her efforts, as did American talk show host Ellen DeGeneres. Canadian transgendered beauty queen Jenna Talakova says she has a boyfriend and hopes one day to have children. Talakova told ABC's Good Morning America today that she didn't immediately tell her boyfriend she had been born a boy. But she says once they got to know each other as friends, he was very accepting and supportive when she told him the news. Talikova was kicked out of the Miss Universe Canada pageant, but was reinstated when pageant owner Donald Trump reversed the decision. The U.S. Navy says it has deployed a second aircraft carrier to the Persian Gulf amid rising tensions with Iran over its nuclear program.
A U.S. Navy spokesperson says the deployment of the nuclear-powered USS Enterprise alongside the Abraham Lincoln Carrier Strike Group marks only the fourth time in the past decade that the Navy's had two aircraft carriers operating at the same time in the Gulf. The two carriers will support the American military operations in Afghanistan and anti-piracy efforts off Somalia's coast and in the Gulf of Aden. The warships also patrol the Gulf's key oil routes that Iran has threatened to shut down in retaliation for economic sanctions. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
That's 91X News to 1205. Keenan Weber will have your sports after this break.
There are plenty of regular day camps for kids, and then there's conservation camp.
For a summer experience kids will truly love and parents can feel good about, check out 8 great weeks of summer fun at Quinte Conservation. Children 7 to 13 will grow and learn through the exploration of the great outdoors. With 2 locations available, Quinte Conservation's main office in Belleville and Macaulay Mountain Conservation Area in Picton, it's the natural choice that's best for your kids.
For more information, call 968-3434. Or visit quinteconservation.ca.
Welcome back. Now for 91X Sports. The Toronto Blue Jays will play their home opener in front of a sold-out crowd tonight at the Rogers Centre. They host the Red Sox after kicking off their season with a wild 3-game series in Cleveland. The Jays came home with 2 wins, both in extra innings. The Miami Marlins visit Philadelphia to play the Phillies in the first of a pair of baseball matinees. The Marlins are looking to bounce back after losing a series against Cincinnati. The LA Angels visit Minnesota in the other afternoon game, with a total of 12 in the majors. NHL arenas are dark tonight as teams prepare for the Stanley Cup playoffs. Most of Canada's teams are cleaning out their lockers, however, as only Vancouver and Ottawa manage to book spots in the postseason, with the Canucks facing the LA Kings in the first round and the Sens taking on the New York Rangers. Bubba Watson woke up a Masters champion today. He won his first major title by getting the better of Louis Oosthuizen on the second hole of a 2-man playoff at the Masters yesterday. Phil Mickelson, Matt Kuchar, and Lee Westwood finished tied for third, 2 shots off the pace. The Toronto Raptors could be without Andre Bargnani tonight when they play the Pacers in Indiana. Bargnani left last night's 91-75 loss at Oklahoma City early, complaining of tightness in his calf muscle. The Raptors center missed 21 games earlier this season with calf problems. The Pacers, meanwhile, have won 6 straight at home. The coach of Bahrain's national soccer team insists his team did nothing wrong in its 10-0 win over Indonesia in a World Cup qualifier. The result has sparked a FIFA probe. Peter Taylor is blaming the lopsided result in February on Indonesia playing an inexperienced side. FIFA says it plans to interview match referees, coaching staff, and players during a probe of what it called an unusual match. James Reimer says the injury that prematurely ended his season was neck-related rather than a concussion. The Toronto Maple Leafs goalie visited with a specialist in Montreal over the weekend and called the diagnosis outstanding news. Reimer sat out the final 2 weeks of the season after taking a shot in practice and experiencing some of the concussion-like symptoms that sidelined him in October. It was a tough season for the 24-year-old, who finished with a 14-14-4 record and a .9 save percentage. Reimer says he learned a lot about himself while battling adversity and expects to be better for the experience moving forward. The Leafs players cleared out their lockers at Air Canada Centre Monday and held exit interviews. Send us your team or league scores by email at sports@91x.fm. That's all for sports. Back to Sam Norman for 91X Weather.
91X Weather today, mainly cloudy with a 30% chance of showers. Wind west, 40 kilometers an hour, gusting to 60, with a high of 10 and a UV index of 3 or moderate. Tonight, cloudy with a 30% chance of showers, changing to 70% chance of showers overnight. Wind west, 40 kilometers an hour, gusting to 60, diminishing to 20 and 40 in the evening, and a low of plus 4. Tuesday, cloudy with a 70% chance of showers. Wind west, 30 kilometers an hour, gusting to 50 and a high of 7. At 12:06, it's 7 degrees. 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. I'm Sam Norman with Keenan Weaver, and news is next at 1.